Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. The Heater Newman Gym. Yes, it's Thursday afternoon, and we apologize for losing the last 10 minutes of Dan Bongino here because of all of the weather. The high school has had to reschedule lots of games, and we are here for the Roseburg Grants Pass 6A basketball game this afternoon. And we'll get right to it here because we are short on time, but we want to have a word with head coach Joel Jesse right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby, featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three cheese blend layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Well, time now for a word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, here we are on a Thursday afternoon, couple of snow days. First question is, how much practice has your team had?
I've only had one non-mandatory practice, Chuck.
Only one so far. Are you ready for tonight? Or this afternoon?
You know that it's kind of a funky time. Like, there's no games going before us. Like, our boys getting out of their routine. But, we've done this before. So, we not the snow necessarily. But we've played games at 4 o'clock before when we were down there in Los Angeles for our tournament down there. So, it's a little bit different and a little bit funky, but our boys are ready for sure.
All right. Got to be a smaller crowd. I don't know what to expect here. There's no charge this afternoon. Will that affect the guys at all?
Yeah, home crowd versus Roseburg's usually a really, really big crowd. I don't know what it's going to be like today. I definitely will feel like not having home court advantage because we won't have as many people here. But we're in Heater Newman, and so it's home court advantage no matter how we look at it. So we're ready. We're ready for the challenge, but I don't anticipate a lot of people being there.
All right. Well, I may be the loudest voice in the gym. Then after yours. After yours. All right. Now, the team itself. Everybody okay?
Health-wise, I think we're all good. The last time I checked was last night, and, Peyton's hand was hurting him pretty bad, even though we had 2-3 days off. So we'll see how he responds today. He had an okay practice, not as dynamic as he's usually been, but hopefully by time the game comes, the adrenaline kicks in, and we're ready to go.
Okay, well, bad practice, great game, as the old saying goes. So we'll cross our fingers there. Everybody else, 100%.
Yep. Zach's back is a little bit tender, but he played a pretty decent game last game, even though his back was hurting him. But other than that, we're feeling pretty good.
All right, Roseburg Indians next in a row, folks, and we'll talk about them when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Roseburg Indians, coach, they got away with a 2-point win on their home floor last month. All right, What's the feeling against going up against these Roseburg Indians this afternoon?
They have one player that is pretty dynamic. Other than that, it's about playing a chess game for us. We didn't have Peyton last time,
right?
So we had to do some different things defensively. Today we won't. You'll see Peyton guard Bentea one-on-one. We won't be helping a whole lot. Feel that Peyton is a better basketball player, and he can guard him one-on-one to where we can stay home on our players and not create extra opportunities like we gave up, like at the last 33 seconds to number two, hitting that three-pointer and, kind of deflating us there at their place. But, we expect lots of zone. We expect lots of man. We expect them to change a lot of things up, and we'll do the same thing to them. You'll see us throw probably three, maybe even four different types of defense at them.
Oh, really?
Just to throw them off kilter a little bit between our 2-2-2, our 2-2-1 press, our regular 2-3 zone. We added our white zone, which is our 1-3-1 zone that we played last year, and just our regular man-to-man, and sometimes we'll switch and sometimes we won't. So lots of different things in play for the second half of the season. Our goal is not to lose another game and be able to make to the playoffs. That's kind of our goal at this point. We don't care what place we get. Our goal is one game at a time and keep pushing, and it starts with beating the Roseburg Indians today.
Starts in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back with more of Caveman basketball here right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway, Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Caveman, Peyton Bruner, wearing number three, the 6'3 senior, averaging about almost 19 points per game. Number 23, Jordan Rosetta, a 6'5 sophomore. Rosetta, averaging 15.5 points per game. One number one, Zach Deshane, 5'9 senior. He'll work the point. Deshane averaging just under 10 points a game, but hitting over 90% of his free throw opportunities. After that, there's a couple of questions here. It'll either be Tim Hart at number 24, a 6'0 senior. Hart averaging 6.5 points a game. He's a three-point shooter. James Traylor, wearing number 11, the 6-foot freshman. Traylor averaging 2 points a game. Great defender and leaper. Or Conley, we kind of expect Conley will start tonight. He's averaging just under 6 points a game, hitting over 80% of his free throws. Well, that's the starting lineups that we have for the Grants Pass Caveman. We'll tell you our suspects for the Roseburg Indians after this word from our good friend at Farmers.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Very quickly, the starting suspects for the Roseburg Indians. We expect number 12, Owen Bentea. He had 16 points in the last game and with one three-pointer. Hit 7 of 9 free throws. Also, number 33 is Kadeem Luther, a 6'2 senior at 12 points. He has broad shoulders and something to contend with underneath the basket. Wearing number 2, Landon Vanigo, at 9 points in that game, including that crucial 3-pointer with 20 seconds left in the contest. He is a 6-footer. And number 1 is Jaron Lee Worthy, a 5'10 junior, at 4 points in the last game. That's what we suspect here. And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have the national anthem here. So a tip of the hat to Farmers Building Supply. That's the starting lineups. And we'll be back with more right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965. So call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Final strains of the national anthem being played via recording this afternoon here at Heater Newman Gym. Of course, no pep band this afternoon, probably because of school and time to get here. At any rate, the crowd has picked up more than we actually expected. You've still got time to make it to the game here at Heater Newman Gym, folks. There is no charge this afternoon, so it's absolutely free to get in. Hope you'll join us here. Just before we went on the air, I counted the home crowd and counted 29 people here. Since then, though, that has at least doubled, and there's a respectable crowd here for an afternoon game, so we won't be the loudest voice in the gymnasium. Now, I think, first of all, they're going to introduce the starting lineup for the Roseburg Indians. Well, we tip our hat to our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, talking about the keys to the game tonight. And for the Grants Pass Cavemen, it's going to be defense. And I wouldn't be surprised, and you shouldn't either, if the Cavemen really put on a... Well, they're introducing right now number one. That's Jaron Leeworthy. Once again, had 4 points in their previous game last month. Number two, Landon Vanigo. Once again, he was a 9-point scorer with a crucial one. Number 3, Hardison Scott. And number 12, Owen Bentia. And number 33 is Caden Luther. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're set here. Now we're about ready to introduce the Grants Pass Cavemen. So, once again, we were speculating for the keys to the game. Expect Grants Pass's defense. And head coach Jesse said they were going to throw a lot at them tonight. Just introduced number one, Zach Deshane, 5'9", senior. He's the point guard. Number three, Peyton Bruner, 6'3". Number four, Kristen Connolly, getting the start. Number 11, James Traylor. And the 6'5", sophomore, Jordan Rosetta. So we know the starters now for each side. Just about ready to get this one underway, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us here on KAJO Radio this afternoon for a rare afternoon basketball game here on the radio. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Let's go to center court here at Heater Newman Gym, where Peyton Bruder going to square off against number two, Landon Fenego, for the initial jump ball to start this contest. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're almost underway here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Hopefully, we don't get a lot of snow tonight. There is some in the forecast, folks, but we are scheduled to go to South Eugene tomorrow, so be advised of that. Bruder controls the tip-off in the backcourt to Rosetta. Rosetta to Conley, quickly over to DeShane. DeShane crosses the timeline, drives to the right-hand side, gets a pick from Rosetta. Back to Rosetta, top of the key, off to Conley. Conley drives all the way down the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound into the hands of Bentilla for the Indians. Drops the ball right back to Fenego into the forecourt. Come the Indians looking for their first opportunity for offense this afternoon. Hands the ball off quickly to almost a double dribble by Luther, but the official, he has back to the official. Hands it right back to 12, Bentilla. Bentilla drives, loses the basketball out of bounds. Going to be Roseburg basketball, according to the official. Rosetta may have reached for it and tipped it just as it went out. Inbounds play from the end line, comes left-hand side quickly to Bentilla. Bentilla head fakes, goes to the baseline, elevates, 15-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Lead pass up quickly to DeShane as he attacks. Goes to the right-hand side and pulls it back out. Shovels out front, left front court to Connolly. Right-hand side to Traynor. Carter right then to Bruner. Bruner head fakes, attacks along the baseline. Bounce pass left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta to Connolly on a cut inside, and he is fouled, I believe, by Luther. We'll see, he's the official. Well, that's the call, so Luther would get the first official mark on my score sheet here this afternoon. And going to the free throw line is number four, Kingston Connolly. Connolly, an 81.8% free throw shooter through about eight games. Deep knee bend, shot in the air, rims, hit the back of the rim, and bounced out. Still no score on the board. We've played almost a minute here at Heater Newman Gym this afternoon. One more shot coming for Mr. Connolly. Shot is up, and this one's good. One for two, and the Cavemen lead 1-0. It's a baseball score. Inbounds quickly to Luther. Lead pass stolen away by Traynor. Traynor drives, shovels down low to Bruner. Bruner hardened the glass, rolls off, won't go. Rebound to Traynor, then back down low to Bruner again. He attacks the board with the physical move, and he draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. And foul called on Leeworthy. That's the second team foul on the Roseburg Indians going to the free throw line. Peyton Bruner. Bruner hitting 83% of his free throws. That's 10 of 12 on our score sheets. Shot is up. In and out. Won't go. Came in 1 of 3 from the free throw line so far. That's unusual. One more shot coming for Bruner. Shot is up, and this one's good. And the Cavemen lead 2-0. Inbounds play against that 1-2-2 zone the Cavemen throw out. There's the trap in the backcourt. They throw over it quickly up to Bentilla. Right-hand side, he's surrounded by Rosetta, then brings the ball back out front. Tries to cross the left-hand side, left front court. Loose basketball picked up by Bentilla. Flips it into the corner, right-hand side. Man drives the baseline, goes up with a shot that's blocked out of bounds, not out of bounds, by Rosetta. Saved by Connolly. Connolly brings it down the left-hand side. Brought the school youngsters, who are just out of school right now, are filing into the gym. Connolly out front between the circles. Right-hand side to DeShane. Out front to Connolly. Connolly left-hand side to Rosetta. Back out front to Connolly. Right-hand side to DeShane for three on the wing. It bounces high in the air, off, no good. Rebound being cleared by the Indians again. Once again, that's Fenego. Fenego in the backcourt. There's the double team. Flips the ball over to Scott quickly. Scott down corner left-hand side. Shot is up from the corner, off, no good. Rebound tipped out to Bruner. Bruner down the left-hand side. Brings the ball down all the way himself. Stops top of the key. Shovels out front to DeShane. DeShane lobs it right-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly looks down low. Finds Bruner. Corner left-hand side. Three on the way. Off, missed everything. Right into the hands of Bentilla. Bentilla lead pass out quickly to Scott. Scott lays it up and off. No good. Rebound cleared by Connolly. And Connolly flies down the left-hand side. It's a 4-on-3 break. Connolly all the way lays up the glass. Followed by Rosetta. Puts it back up and in. Check that. It was Bruner. And Bruner has the first field goal of the night. And the Cavemen up 4-0. Trap in the backcourt. Ineffective so far. Ball comes up to the half-court mark down low quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy out front quickly. To Scott. Gives the ball up to Fanigo. Fanigo drives left-hand side on the wing, and a foul going to be called on Deshane, I believe. That's the call. So Deshane will pick up his first infraction of the night. First on the Grants Pass Caban. And Tim Hart checking in for Traylor. Traylor will sit down, and Hart is on the floor for the Caban. 4-0 Grants Pass. 5 minutes left here in the first period. Fanigo going to make the inbounds play from the sidelines just in front of the Caveman basket. Ball goes right-hand side then to Luther. Luther left-hand side to Bentia. Bentia from 22. It's off the front of the air. No good. And Hart asserts himself early. Gets the rebound. Lead pass up quickly to Deshane. Deshane head fakes. Top of the key. Left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly on the wing. Slides back out front. Gives it to Bruner. Bruner top of the key. Little head fakes. Drives down. Gets the ball down low to Rosetta. Left-hand side. Spins. Fades away. Little jumpers up and good for Rosetta. And the Caveman up right now. 6-0 here in the early going. Inbounds play from the inline 2-2-1 zone by the Caveman now. Ball comes up quickly to Fanigo. Shot is up, and check that. It's Leeworthy, and Leeworthy will get his first two of the basketball game. It's 6-2. Caveman on top by four. In the backcourt, little trap zone by the Indians. Ball comes back to Deshane, up quickly to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline. Shot is up, and good. And Bruner now has 5 points in the basketball game. The Caveman up by six. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Luther. Luther up quickly to Scott. Scott in the backcourt. Lead pass up right-hand side to Bentia. Head fake drives. Goes hard to the glass. It's something good for Bentia. And he has his first two. And timeout called by the Grants Pass Caveman. Head coach Joel Jesse saying, fellas, what are we doing here? Let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. It's 8-4.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend. Layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back. When play is resumed, it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor for Grants Pass. Bruner will make the inbounds play. He's got Rosetta in the backcourt with him, and Jordan brings the ball down. It's a long pass up to Deshane, right front court. He just holds the ball, waits for everybody to get set. High post goes to Rosetta, then back out front to Deshane. Deshane between the circles. Sees that trap zone, right-hand side to McKittrick. Back to Rosetta's cutting in the corner. High post then to Bruner. Down low on the baseline to Rosetta. Turns right jump shot, won't go. Rebounds it. Kicks it back out to McKittrick. Top of the key then to Deshane. Deshane from the back of the iron. Off, no good. Again, Rosetta with the rebound. Gets the man up in the air. Goes up with a shot. And it rolls off. Rebound finally controlled by Luther for the Indians. Outlet comes to quickly. Scott down the left-hand side. Drives all the way. Backs into the corner. Loses the dribble. Surrounded by Hart now. Flips the ball way out front. It'll go into the back. No, save just barely to Bentia. Right at the center circle. Bentia drives the left-hand side. Kicks the ball in the corner to Scott. Scott for three, and it's good. 8-7 right now. Grants Pass up by one. Pressure defense by the Indians now. Bruner in the backcourt sees the trap forming, comes across to Hart, then to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass to McKittrick in the corner for three, and this one's just off, no good. Rebound Bentia for the Roseburg Indians, and the Indians are out rebounding the Caveman here early. Bentia drops it down, and a whistle stops the action, and they're going to call it over and back, and the Roseburg coach is a little unhappy about it. I think he's got a case, but it's not going to matter. 8-7 on the scoreboard. Grants Pass by one. Deshane makes the inbounds play to McKittrick in the backcourt, and McKittrick crosses the timeline, goes right back to Deshane, right-hand side. Deshane lobs the ball over to Pruner, back to McKittrick, right-hand side then to Deshane. Deshane a little shaken and bacon, gets the ball high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a cutter, then works it, bent, spins, shot is up, high off glass, oh good, he was fouled, he'll go to the free throw line with two shots. And this could come against any one of three Roseburg Indians there. Foul called on Fanigo. Fanigo will pick up his first third team foul this quarter on the Roseburg Indians going to the free throw line. Jordan Rosetta has 1 2-point field goal. It's a little over 70% of his free throws. There's the second dribble, deep knee bench. After the deep breath, shot is up and good. Got 3 points in the contest. Connolly and Traylor, who have been getting a little breather, check back into the contest. Bruner gets a little break. So on the floor for Grants Pass, it's Rosetta. Hart, Traylor, Connolly, and McKittrick. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Shot is up. Off, no good. Came in 50% from the free throw line so far in this contest, and they've been there six times. End of the forecourt quickly. Comes Fanego. Fanego almost surrounded by Hart. Drives around him to the right-hand side. Connolly picks him up. Flips the ball left-hand side. Gets the ball over to Scott. Scott out front. And the ball is challenged. It rolls out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Just in front of their own bench at the end of the scorer's table. Kimmerly comes over to make the inbounds play. And he gets the ball into Fanego. Fanego out front. Left front court. Hart comes after him. Puts the ball on the floor once, then high post ball. Slapped away, rolls free, picked up by Hart. Hart comes back, goes left-hand side to... missed a layup. Pulled back inside to McKittrick, and McKittrick kind of hooks it up a little softly and gets his first field goal. And it came in up by four, 11-7 here. Long pass down the floor, goes to the right-hand side, then back out to Bentilla. Long shot, buried a three. So Bentilla has five in the contest. And it's a one-point game, 11-10. Grants Pass in the lead by one. Connolly going to bring the ball down this time. Crosses the timeline at center court. Works between the circles, moves off to the right-hand side, gets a pick from Hart, drives the corner right-hand side, looking down low for Traylor. Traylor back to McKittrick in the corner. McKittrick buries the three to answer. And McKittrick has five. Get him hot. He can blow a game wide open. Game in by four. It's 14-10. In the backcourt, timeout called by the Roseburg Indians. A look at the scoreboard with 103 left to play in the first period. It's 14-10. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th Annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car, up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Thank you very much. All right, 14-10 the score, ladies and gentlemen, here at Heater Newman Gym for an afternoon game between the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Roseburg Indians. Delayed a couple of days. It was normally scheduled for last Tuesday, but we've had a little snow, folks. Roseburg basketball, they put the ball inbounds, far into the floor, and they get the ball into Fanego. Fanego across the timeline, right front court, picked up there by Traylor. Flips the ball up front quickly, back left-hand side to Bentilla. Then in the corner, left-hand side for three, and a three is buried. Was that Scott. Scott has two threes, and it's a one-point game again, 14-13. 42 seconds left here in the first period. Connolly into the forecourt now. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick. Back out front to Connolly between the circles. Tight 2-3 zone now. High post to Traylor. Left-hand side to Hart for three, and he buries it. So Hart hits the three himself. And the Cavemen again lead 17-13 by four. Fanego walks the ball down into the forecourt. Right front court again. 20 seconds on the period. Ball up front. Then high post into Kimmerly. Left-hand side to Bentilla. Corner left-hand side again for Scott. This one's off. No good. Rebound cleared by Bruner. 10 seconds on the clock. Got to hurry. 8 seconds on the clock. Left-hand side to Connolly. 6 seconds on the clock. Connolly out front. I'm not sure they're aware of the time to McKittrick. Looks, he's aware. He fires a three, rims it out, no good at the buzzer. So at the end of the first period of play, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead by four, 17-13. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 17-13 to score. Grants fast by four at the end of the first period, hosting the Roseburg Indians here at Heater Newman Gym on a Thursday afternoon. Who'd have thunk it, folks? Did have a little white stuff on the ground. A caveman send out, we've got Deshane, Bruner, Traylor, Connolly, and Rosetta to start period number two. Roseburg Indians going to bring the ball inbounds. Lee Worthy will make the inbounds play. Has been T in the backcourt. Gets the ball to him almost uncontested. Man-to-man defense by the cavemen right now. Bentia between the circles. Feeds it high post right-hand side to Luther. Luther looks down low. Kicks the ball out. Stolen away by Traylor. Out in front of everybody. And a whistle stops the action in the backcourt. And I'm not sure why they stopped the action. He was about to shoot. And it's going to be caveman basketball. That was a rare one, and I don't have an answer for you, folks. Deshane going to make the inbounds play. And the official is putting everybody where he wants them. Okay. Lobbed it into the backcourt to Connolly. Uncontested. Connolly into the forecourt now for the caveman. Double high post with Rosetta and Bruner. Rosetta steps out, will take the three, and it's off the back of the iron. No good. But the follow is up and good by Bruner. And he's got 7 points in the basketball game, 19-13, 7:29 on the clock. Inbounds play quickly to Luther, to Bentia. In the right front court, Bentia drives left-hand side, being bothered by Deshane all the way. Adds the ball off quickly to number one, Leeworthy. Leeworthy slides to the left-hand side, out front, out of Kimmerly. Back to Bentia between the circles now. Looks left and right. A double high post now for the Indians. Ball comes right-hand side to Luther. Luther back to Kimmerly. Kimmerly will fire the three, and it's just off, no good. Ball chased down by Deshane, left-hand side. Flying through the through traffic. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to Deshane. Left-hand side to Connolly. Little head fake. Looks down low. Right-hand side to Traylor now. Traylor looking for a cutter in the paint. Can't find one there. Back left-hand side to Bruner. Wing left. Down low then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a cutter coming behind him. Bullet pass right-hand side to Connolly, all alone for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Bruner. Bruner muscles one back up. That rolls off. He can't buy one tonight. Then the second shot is up, followed by Rosetta, and it's good. Rosetta has five, and Bruner has seven. Long pass down the floor. Left-hand side to Kimmerly. Tries to drive. Traylor slows him down. Shot is up, off, no good. And the board cleared again by Rosetta. The cavemen have taken over the rebounding lead significantly now. Rosetta out front, spins at the free throw line, kicks the ball back out front to Traylor, right-hand side in the corner to Deshane, then down low to Rosetta at the low post. Rosetta looks for cutter getting by, wants to get to Bruner on the baseline, back to Bruner in the corner for three, and this one's good. So Bruner hits his first three. He's got 10 points in the basketball game, and the cavemen lead 24-13. Inbounds play in the backcourt, comes in quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy, long pass down to Kimmerly, left-hand side. Stops, gets Traylor up in the air, then shoots off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta, and he was fouled by, I think that's Kimmerly. Oh, no, it's Luther. So Luther, that'll be his second. Caveman basketball coming in the backcourt, far into the floor. Bruner will make the play. Berg is in, along with Traylor, Connolly, and Rosetta, and Bruner. Deshane getting a little breather, and Connolly walks the ball down slowly. Takes his time, crosses the timeline, looking at a 2-3 zone from the Indians. Moves to the right-hand side. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Traylor on the wing. Traylor out front, lobs the ball way out front to Weston. Berg back right-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to Connolly. Connolly left-hand side. Looks for a lane, can't find one to Traylor right-hand side. To Bruner, cutting down from the top of the key, off no good. Rebound, Rosetta fades away, puts it back up, no good. This board cleared by the Indians, but gets it right back to Rosetta. Down low to Bruner, and the foul. The shot is up and good. And Bruner gets his fifth field goal and will go to the free throw line. Foul called on Bentia. Bentia will pick up his first, Second team foul this period on the Roseburg Indians. And at the free throw line, Peyton Bruner, 1-for-2 so far this afternoon, normally about an 83% free throw shooter.
Help him out. They've stepped it up well.
26-13 is the score. So Bruner stands in at the free throw line now. Shot is up, off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound Indians out quickly, comes to Scott. Scott down the left-hand side, kicks it back out front to Kimmerly. Kimmerly tries to drive, can't get inside, kicks it out to Fanico. Fanico backs away from Berg's defense, drives the free throw line, elevates there, shot is up, rattles it in and out, won't go. Long rebound still being controlled and then pulled down by Rosetta. Brings the ball down the left-hand sideline himself. Back out front, looks for a point guard up front, finds Traylor, top of the key, right-hand side, then to Bruner. Down low to Rosetta, and Rosetta spins, goes to the puck. And I think they're going to call a foul on Rosetta this time. They did. So Rosetta will pick up his first, and that's the first team foul this period on the Grants Pass Cavemen. 26-13, Grants Pass by 13 right now. Still showing that 2-2-1 zone against the inbounds play. And the inbounds play goes to Scott, over to Fanigo, up quickly to Frabel, back out front, back to Frabel in the corner, right-hand side, little head fake, looks out front, lobs it out front then to Bentilla, being guarded by Berg, and I think Berg has just drawn the foul. And so Berg will pick up his first, second team foul on the Cavemen in this period. Inbounds play from the sideline for the Indians, halfway between the end line and the timeline. Fanigo will make that play, looking for somebody to cut free and away from the basketball. An offensive foul on number five, Frabel. Frabel threw an elbow, they say. He picks up his first foul, third team foul this period on the Roseburg Indians. Once again, 26-13, Grants Pass by 13 right now with 4:26 to play in the first half. Connolly slides the ball across the timeline at center court. Left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta out front. Bounce pass left-hand side to Berg. In the corner, left-hand side to Bruner. Back out front to Connolly. Drives, penetrates, lays one up off glass, won't go. The follow by Bruner won't go. Rebound Rosetta puts it back up, and this one's good. And Rosetta has his third field goal and 7 points. It's 28-13. And the backcourt, inbounds play, comes quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy up quickly to Fanigo. Loose basketball as he comes across the timeline. Berg picks it up, bounce pass down low to Bruner, shovels left-hand side to Connolly, through his hands and picked up by Leeworthy, flying down the right-hand side. Lead pass up to Luther. Right-hand side gets it to number five, Frabel, and Frabel finds two coming off the bench for the Indians, 28-15. Connolly walks it down as we take a deep breath here on a Thursday afternoon. The lead pass up quickly to Traylor, then down low to Rosetta. Spins, it goes hard to the glass, off, no good. Big guys working inside, having a tough time tonight. For the Cavemen anyway. Bentilla drives, lays it up, off, no good. Board cleared by Rosetta, and coming across his back was number two. That'll be Fanigo. Fanigo will pick up his second of the basketball game. And he's still on the floor right now. He hit pretty hard. Trainer is already out talking to him. 28-15, the score, 3:20 showing on the clock right now. We'll remind you, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night, folks, at least weather permitting, with the South Eugene Grants Pass regularly scheduled game. Young man is still on the floor. We'll take a pause here. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement, right on the north end of town, on the top of 7th Street. Young man, Mr. Fanigo, is now sitting up and is talking. He's being helped to his feet and favoring that left leg, and I'm not sure what happened. The foul was on him in the rebounding action, and he's not putting any weight on that left leg at all. Well, you hate to see him. Young men, in fact, this is his senior year. being helped off the court now by two coaches. 28-15, the score, 3:20 to play. We'll be on the air again regular time tomorrow night. That 6:45 tip-off. We'll be on the air about 20 minutes prior to that. When play is resumed, it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. Bruder will make the inbounds play. He's got Conley in the backcourt, still on the floor with him, as Rosetta, Traylor, and Berg. And the official talking with the Roseburg coaching staff right now, and ball whistled for play. Inbounds comes to Conley. Conley brings it down half court against a 2-2-2-3 zone. Back out front quickly to Conley between the circles. Slides left-hand side. Feeds it high post to Bruner. Spins and fires from the free throw line. Nails it. He has six field goals. 14 points tonight. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes at stripped of the basketball by Traylor. Traylor hard to the glass. Knocks it down. And he goes to the floor also, but he's up and all right quickly. Inbounds play comes to Frabel. Back to Kemmerly, back to Frabel. Still in the backcourt, back to Kemmerly. Puts the ball on the floor. It's a long snap, long count. Loose basketball picked up by Rosetta. Lead pass up. We'll go out of bounds. And I'll wait the official's call. And the official's talking to head coach Jesse. I think he just got a warning for something. Timeout by the Roseburg Indians. 32-15 to score. 2:39 on the clock. We'll be back right after this 30-second Kate Mann timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 2:39 left to play here in the first half. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. 99.7 on the FM band, 1270 on the AM side, and streamed all over the world at KJO.com. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes into Bentilla. Bentilla crosses the timeline right in the center. Moves off to the right front court. Sees a 1-3-1 trap zone by the Cavemen. Ball left-hand side quickly to Scott. Scott high post into Kimberly. Spins and fires, and he's got it up and down. And Kimberly gets his first field goal of the basketball game, and it's 32-17. DeShane walks the ball down for Grants Pass, crosses the timeline out front, drives left-hand side into the corner left-hand, bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta muscles one up off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken down by the Indians on the right-hand side, and that's Scott bringing it down right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Bentilla, left front court. Bentilla, a little head fake, drives back to the right-hand side across the top of the key, runs into Rosetta, and then backs away. Keeps the dribble alive, double-teamed there. Back out to Kimberly. Kimberly drives, floats one up from the front, off no good. Rebound taken down by the smallest man on the floor, Mr. DeShane. Three-on-three break, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Watch the three, nails it. And Rosetta gets his fourth field goal. He's got 10 points in the basketball game, and it's 35-17. Cavemen in the lead here this afternoon at Heater Newman Gym over the Roseburg Indians. Bentilla drives for the Indians. Shot is up, off no good. Foul called. He'll go to the free throw line. Everybody's up and all right. And the official saunters to the sideline. So Rosetta will pick up this foul. That'll be his second and the third team foul on the Cavemen in this quarter. So Bentilla goes to the free throw line. Yes, a very good free throw shooter. Was 7 of 9 at his home court the last time these two teams met. Three dribbles, knee bend, shot is up, good follow through, nothing but net. Owen Bentilla, that's his sixth point in the basketball game. Hart checks in, and Rosetta gets a little breather. Shows his hands to the heavens, saying, "Coach, you just need some divine intervention here." And Bentilla has a second shot coming up. Shot is up. Rims it out. No good. Rebound taken down by Luther, but stripped of the basketball by Bruner to Traylor. Back to DeShane, and the Cavemen walk the ball down, looking for some more. 35-18 the score. Cavemen on top. Ball right-hand side quickly to Traylor. Right front court, left front court, then to DeShane. Left side, then to Traylor. Back out from the Deshane. High post to Bruner. Spins, faces the basket. Flips the ball in the corner for Traylor, but Traylor had already left the corner. It was about 10 feet in from the corner, working on the baseline. McKittrick going to check back in. McKittrick returns with 5 points, a two and a three in the first period. They move into the backcourt. Let's see. Caveman had that 2-2-1 almost set up when the inbounds play comes to Bentia. Bentia hands off quickly to Scott out front. Scott goes right-hand side to number one, Leeworthy. Leeworthy drives to the baseline corner right-hand side. Gets the ball down low then to Luther. Luther kicks it left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way by Scott, and it's up and good. He's got his third three of the night. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. 44 seconds, 43 seconds on the clock. Moving here, running out of time in the first half. 35-21, Grants Pass by 14. Ball right-hand side then to McKittrick. High post to Bruner. Bruner's shot from there off no good. Rebound cleared by Luther. Flips the ball right back to Bentia. Bentia walks the ball down uncontested. Slows it down, looks at the clock, and finds 24 seconds, 22 seconds on the clock. Bruner comes after it. Bruner and he, eyeball to eyeball, and timeout has been called by the Roseburg Indians. A look at the scoreboard here with 35-21 showing on the board. Caveman leading, 14 seconds left. We'll be back. Well, it's timely. Took too much time getting it across the line. 5 second call. So McKittrick flips the ball into Deshane with 14 seconds on. Deshane brings the ball down. Crosses the timeline, 11 seconds, drives to the right-hand side, squares for the three, pulls the trigger off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Leeworthy. Lead pass out right-hand side to, is that, yes it is. Long shot rims it out at the buzzer. Taken by Scott. So at the end of one, it's Grants Pass by 14, 35-21. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby, featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend. Layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Order your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
You know, the first time I heard them talking about that barbecue pizza, I thought, I'm not sure that was very good. And then I had it, and it is very, very good. So if you're looking for supper tonight, folks, there's a place for you, Abby's Pizza. Tell them Caveman sent you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the halftime, Grants Pass leads by 14, 35-21. Grants Pass scoring came on 14 field goals, 4 three-pointers. They were 3 of 7 from the free-throw line. That's 42%. Were whistled for 4 fouls compared to 7 fouls for the Roseburg Indians. Roseburg scoring came on 8 field goals, 4 three-pointers. They are 1 of 2 from the free-throw line, 50%. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period by 4, 17-13, and outscored the Indians in the second half by a score of 18-8 by 10 points. In terms of rebounding, the Cavemen are really dominating the boards right now, leading by 10, 24-14. In terms of floor percentage, Grants Pass 14 of 34, and that's 41%. Compared to 8 of 23 for the Roseburg Indians, that's 34%. So Grants Pass winning those categories, losing the foul shooting category. But in terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has committed 2 compared to 10 for the Roseburg Indians. And we'll run down the individual numbers for you right after this 1 minute. Kate Madden timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th Annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers, first of all, for the Roseburg Indians. Coming off the bench, we've seen Tristan Friebel, a sophomore, pick up 1 2-point field goal and commit a foul. Darren Kimmerly came off the bench, picked up a 2-point field goal and some rebounds for them. No fouls there. In a starting role, Hardison Scott has 3 field goals, all threes. He's got 9 points to lead the Roseburg Indians in scoring and no fouls. Jaron Leeworthy, 1 2-point field goal. Hasn't been to the free throw line, picked up 1 foul. Landon Fanigo, who was back on the floor at the closing. In fact, he had that last shot again after being helped off the floor. It came back to look good. So that's good news there. He has 2 fouls, but no points. Caden Luther, no points. Hasn't been to the free throw line, picked up 2 fouls. And Owen Bentilla, normally their leading scorer, has a 2-point and a 3-point field goal and 1 for 2 at the free throw line for a total of 6 points and one foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Weston Berg came off the bench for the Grants Pass Cavemen, picked up a single foul. Grady McKittrick off the bench picked up 5 points on a 2 and a 3. Kristen Connolly in a starting role, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 1 point and no fouls. James Traylor, 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. Tim Hart came off the bench. He hit a 3. Didn't get to the free throw line. No fouls against Tim. Zach DeShane hasn't scored. Been to the free throw line. Picked up 1 foul. Handled the ball a lot. Jordan Rosetta, 4 field goals. 1 3-pointer. Is 1 for 2 at the free throw line for a total of 10 points and 2 fouls. And Peyton Bruner, the leading scorer in the contest right now, with 6 field goals. 1 3-pointer. 1 for 3 at the free throw line. That's 15 points for Peyton Bruner tonight. Well, that's where we stand right now at the half. It's the Cavemen by 14, 35-21. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as we provide just a little bit of analysis looking at some of that scoring sheet. The one really one-sided opportunity on that scoring sheet was turnovers. Grants Pass dominating that and on the floor, although Zach DeShane does not have a point on the board. He has picked up 1 foul. He has caused a lot of those turnovers with his defense. And it's been back and forth. Defense for Grants Pass. We've seen the 2-2-1 that they seem to like a lot. They'll put that press zone into the backcourt, particularly on inbound plays. They've gone to a 2-3 zone defensively and on the defensive end of the floor. They've gone to a 1-3-1. They've gone to a man-to-man. They've gone to a 2-3. So they're showing lots of different defensive looks, and that's been the key to the Grants Pass situation, along with that aggressive defense and forcing those turnovers. Cavemen out of the locker room right now. Incidentally, Cavemen, of course, in their home whites. The Roseburg Indians in black uniforms, white numerals with orange and white trim for the visiting team. Everybody back out on the floor right now. We're a couple of minutes away from getting this one back underway here this afternoon on KAJO Radio. I'm Chuck Benson, live from Heater Newman Gym. We'll be back with more after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Real battle on the basketball floor tonight has been going on between the bigs underneath the basket. The bigs for Grants Pass, Peyton Bruder and Jordan DeShane. Now we've talked about, in particularly, Jordan spinning around inside, trying to put up a shot. He's being contested with everything that they have. And they have two people there working on him, and that's Caden Luther at 6'2". He is probably as big as not quite as tall, but certainly as big as Jordan. And also coming off the bench is Jaron Kimmerly, and he is about that same size. So those guys have been really battling underneath the basket right now. And had Rosetta's had a normal time without all of that congestion under the basket and all that contact, instead of leading by 14, we'd be leading by 28. Had half of those shots come in. So, he's shooting from a foot in front of the rim here, but some pretty heavy contact going underneath there. Cavemen are sending out their starters right now. That's Rosetta, Connolly, Traylor, Bruner, and DeShane. Here come the starters for the Roseburg Indians. And I believe it's going to be Roseburg's ball inbounds to start it. And both Kimmerly and Luther come on to start this one, along with number one, Lee Worthy. Number three, Scott. Oh, it's going to be Grant's pass ball. And number one, Lee Worthy, yeah, and Scott. Into the forecourt quickly. DeShane has the basketball. Goes right-hand side against his own defense to Connolly. Back left-hand side to Bruner. Down low on the baseline to Traylor. To Connolly cutting from the inside to Bruner. Out on the wing. Right-hand side then to DeShane. Back left-hand side to Connolly. And the Cavemen reset. High post then to Bruner. Down low on the baseline. Ball slapped away by Luther. He chases it up the stairs here at Heater Newman Gym. But the ball's out of bounds. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. Grants passes into the floor. And it's going to be from the corner in the end line. Rosetta will make the inbounds play. The Cavemen set a two-man screen at the free throw line. Ball comes in quickly, though, right-hand side to DeShane. Out front to Connolly, left-hand side to Rosetta. Drives the baseline, corner left-hand side now. Still moving with the basketball. Spins, tries to go up with one, off glass, and this one's good. So Rosetta gets his 11th, 12th point of the basketball game, and it's 37-21. Long pass for the Roseburg Indians up quickly into the corner left-hand side. Loses the ball across the end line was Kimmerly. Rosetta was there bothering him, and the ball came out off of Rosetta. 37-21. 7:14 on the clock here. We're in the third period. Cavemen basketball on KAJO. Grants pass from the end line. Kimmerly going to make the play. Bounce pass in the corner. Left-hand side to Bentia. Long three on the way. Won't go. Rebound squared away by Zach DeShane. Zach hits the floor on the run. Lead pass up quickly to Bruner. Left-hand side on the wing. Out front to Traylor. Right-hand side to Connolly. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane in the center circle now. Goes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner gets a pick from Rosetta at the free throw line. Elevates him there. Hits the front of the iron. Rolls off. No good. Bentia rebounds for Roseburg's Indians. Comes back on the attack down the left-hand side. Flips the ball left-hand side to Timberlake. Off glass. Hits up and good. Pardon me. That was Luther. 37-23 the score. DeShane Walks the ball down across the timeline again, left-hand side, again to Bruner on the wing, high post to Traylor, back out front to Deshane, right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly back to Traylor at the high post, right-hand side in the corner to Rosetta for the three off, no good. Board cleared by Kimmerly this time, outlet goes left-hand side to Ventia all the way, kicks the ball into the corner, left-hand side, Theeworthy, drive shot is up and good. Check that, that's Scott's first two-point field goal. Ball comes down left-hand side to Bruner as the Cavemen get right back on the attack. Out front to Deshane, right-hand side to Connolly. To Deshane out front, left-hand side again to Traylor. High post to Brissetta. Spins and fires from there. It's off, no good. Board cleared by the Roseburg Indians. Ventia again. Lead pass up right-hand side. Can't catch up with the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass ball. 5:51 showing on the clock here in the third period. Hart checked into the contest for Grant's pass, and Traylor sits down. Connolly gets the ball back into Deshane, and Deshane saunters down the court, taking his time. 37-25, Grants Pass leading. Ball left-hand side to Hart. Back to Deshane, corner left-hand side after the cut. Back out front then to Hart. Hart left front court to Deshane, corner left-hand side. Launches the three. That's just off. No good. Rebound, Rosetta. Rosetta goes hard to the glass. Has the ball pulled out of his hands, though, by Hardison Scott. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. And Deshane's over to make the inbounds play. Let's see, they'll post Rosetta high. He'll break out of that quickly and go low. Connolly is trading places with him. Ball right-hand side to Connolly. Right-hand side in the corner, being bothered by Luther. Attacks along the baseline, spins over him. Kisses it off glass, won't go. Long rebound comes back to Deshane, right-hand side. Drives the ball back out to the wing. Feeds it high post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low, wants to drive on him, and puts the shoulder down, lays one up off glass, and it's good for Rosetta. And Rosetta now has 15 points in the basketball game. And he is almost an exact same line as Bruner. Roseburg basketball inbounds from the sidelines this time after a failed attempt to get out. Cavemen defense caused that to happen. Leeworthy gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt to Scott. Scott drives down the left-hand side to the free throw line. Kicks the ball back out front to the big guy, Ventia, he's their big scorer. Rebound comes down to the hands of Hart. Hart lead pass up to Deshane, right-hand side. Deshane head fakes. He wants to go to the corner, then kicks it back out to Hart. Then between the circles into Connolly. Connolly with the basketball back to Zach Deshane. Deshane comes back to the center circle now. Comes to the right-hand side, gets a double high pick. Kicks the ball back right back to Rosetta, who's following it to Bruner. Bruner high off glass. It's good. And Bruner now with 16 points in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead 41-25, 4:28 to play here in the third period. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Luther. Long pass up quickly to Scott. Scott down low to Ventia. Off glass, won't go. Rebound picked up by Ventia. Goes up. Ventia flops, but is open all right. Lead pass out to Deshane. Two on three. Deshane's got him outnumbered. Top of the key. He shoots. He fires. It's up and good. His first two of the basketball game. 43-25. 4:04 on the clock here in the third period. That 2-2-1 trap zone, they throw over it. Ball comes up to number four. That's Frick Palm. Palm out front to Ventia. Ventia between the circles goes to left-hand side. Bruner with him shoulder to shoulder. Gets a pick out front. Rosetta comes out to help. Spins, drives down the left-hand side. Lays one up off glass, and it's good for Ventia. That's his third field goal. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. 43-27, 3:39 to play. Connolly into the forecourt, left-hand side. Ball left-hand side to Hart. Indians throwing up at 2-3 zone. High post into Bruner. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta goes up with the shot. He's fouled from behind him. He'll go to the free throw line. Shot was good. And Rosetta and Bruner's scoring line looks exactly the same. And Palm will pick up that infraction. And McKittrick checks in and Traylor check in. So we've that's along with Rosetta, Hart, and Traylor. A little bit different lineup. Rosetta 1-for-2 tonight. Deep knee bend. That's the last. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Good. 2-of-3, and he's got one more point than Peyton Bruner. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes to Luther. Luther long pass up left-hand side to Scott. Scott on the wing, hands the ball off to Ventia. Ventia drives into the corner, triple team there. Has the ball slapped away and picked up, though, by Luther at the top of the key. Back out front then to Scott. Scott drives down the left-hand side. back out quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy down low to Palm in the corner. Palm back out front. Then to Leeworthy. To Ventia. Ventia drives, looking for room, goes to the baseline. Spins and fires a little fade away, and it's good. Ventia's an athlete. That's his 10th point in the basketball game. Timeout taken by the Roseburg Indians at the 2:55 mark of the third period, with the Roseburg Indians trailing 46-29. We'll be back with more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back here. We're in the third period, 2:55 left to play. The Cavemen leading the Roseburg Indians 46-29 on a Thursday afternoon. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. When play is resumed, it'll be Caveman ball inbounds in the backcourt, far end of the floor. That's Hart to Conley, and Conley slides down the right-hand side, back over to Hart, left front court. Looks like he wanted the three, didn't pull the trigger from 33 to McKittrick, corner left, and down low to Rosetta. Rosetta ball to Conley, right-hand side, cutting from the corner, then down low to McKittrick, back out to Rosetta. One of the three gets into the paint, kind of floats one up over the shoulder, and this one rolls off. Been doing that all night long. Ventia with a rebound, lets traffic clear, and then heads down the floor himself into the right front court. Needs the ball high post, then to Luther. Luther looks down low. Trying to get a man free on a cut. Down low then to Ventia. Ventia's shot blocked by Connolly. Picked up by McKittrick. And he puts the ball on the floor once. Lead pass out to Hart. Hart slows it down. Waits for better numbers. He was 1-on-4. Kicks the ball right back out to Connolly. Connolly left front court against the 2-3 zone. Goes right hand side to McKittrick. Back to Connolly. Connolly goes to the right hand side. Still back to McKittrick. Now corner right hand side then to Traylor. Out front to Hart. Hart right hand side from 30 feet out. Gives the ball to Rosetta. Top of the key for three. Rims and out. No good. Rebound cleared by Ventia. Ventia puts the ball on the floor. Brings it all the way down himself. Cuts into the lane. Floats one up from about 8 feet out. Foul called. Ventia's on the floor. I thought he might have caused that foul, but unless someone moved into him. No, it is against Grant's Pass. McKittrick. So McKittrick will pick up his first of the basketball game. First team foul this period on the Grants Pass Caveman, going to the free throw line. Owen Ventia, one of two from the free throw line, has 10 points so far in tonight's contest. This afternoon's contest. Shot is up, off, no good. One of three from the free throw line. Bruner checks back in, and Rosetta sits down. Connolly sits down. DeShane is back on the floor, along with McKittrick, Traylor, and Hart at the free throw line. One more shot coming for Ventia. It's up and good. So he's 2 for 4 with 11 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play for the Cavemen comes in to Bruner. Back over to Hart into the forecourt now. Shovels down low in the corner to Traylor. Back out on the wing to Hart between the circles to DeShane. Bruner posted high, steps out of the lane. Left-hand side then on the wing to McKittrick. Out front to Traylor. Right-hand side wing to Hart for three, off no good. Board chased down by Luther again. Gets the ball out quickly to Ventia. Ventia slides down the left-hand side, turns on the afterrunners, tries to get by Conley, can't do it, but shoots over him, and it's called for the travel. 46-30, Grants Pass by 16. 107 to play here in the third period. So Bruner gets the ball into Traylor uncontested, although there's a trap zone in the backcourt. They throw over everything, though, into the forecourt to Hart. Back to Traylor, back to DeShane between the circles, puts the ball on his hip, directs traffic, now drives to the right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Out front to Traylor, left-hand side then to McKittrick for three on the way, just off, no good. Luther clears the rebound, gives the ball right back quickly to Leeworthy. Lead pass up right-hand side to Bentia. Bentia elevates for three, just off, no good. Rebound chased into the corner and lost out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass ball. Ball came out off of Paul. Checking in for Roseburg is Easton Cantrell, 5'9 senior. I think this is the first time we've seen Cantrell. He may have had a moment or two in the first half. I don't think we saw him in Roseburg at all. Bentia gets a little breather. Out for Grant's pass. McKittrick gets the ball into Bruner. Bruner up quickly to DeShane. Back over to Bruner. Still in the backcourt. Sees the trap forming over to DeShane. Left-hand side to McKittrick. We're into the forecourt. Quickly back to DeShane in the center circle against a man-to-man defense. Now, ball comes left-hand side to McKittrick. Out front to Traylor. Right-hand side to Hart. Hart looks down low. There's Bruner working down low. Spins. Kick is off glass. And it's good. 18 points for the young man tonight. 48-30. Ball slides left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Frabel. Frabel out front to Cantrell. Then back quickly to Scott. Scott for three at the buzzer at the end of three. The Cavemen lead by 18, 48-30. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby, featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Order your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Speaking of Abby's, they're going to bring you this fourth quarter here. And if you want a pizza for dinner tonight, just give them a call at 541-476-2133. And by the time you get home, they'll have it there for you. Well, pretty close. And they've got that barbecue on special here in the month of February. It's good. It's good. All right. Roseburg basketball going to bring the ball inbounds. Cantrell will make the inbounds play. Flips it into the backcourt quickly to Scott. Scott walks the ball down across the timeline out front court. Comes right-hand side quickly to Leeworthy. And he may have been fouled by McKittrick. That's the call. So McKittrick reached in as he went by. That's the second on McKittrick. And, of course, the first here in this period. Ball out front quickly, that quickly, to number five, Frabel. Loose basketball, scramble for it. Finally picked up by Cantrell. Brings it back left-hand side for the Indians. Hands it off to Bentia. Bentia kicks the ball down low to Frabel. Shot is up off, no good. Board cleared by McKittrick this time. McKittrick puts the ball on the floor himself. Lead pass up to Bruner. Bruner to the forecourt, left-hand side. Back out to McKittrick. Between the circles, left-hand side to DeShane. Shovels down low to Bruner. Bruner into the paint. Kicks the ball back out front to Hart. Hart drives left-hand side. Floats one up from the corner off, no good. Rebound cleared by Bentia again for the Indians. Bentia drives the right-hand side, spins into the paint, puts one up off glass, off no good. High for the rebound is Traylor. Traylor comes back 2-on-3, and he'll wait for help. Gives the ball to McKittrick, top of the key to DeShane, then back down low to Bruner. Bruner slays it up and in, and Bruner now with 20 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen lead by that margin 20. 50-30 is the score. Whistle stops the action as the Indians try to get the ball down the floor. Foul called, I believe, on Rosetta. No. Oh, it's on Hart. So Hart will pick up his first of the basketball game. And it's Roseburg ball inbounds from the sideline at the half court mark. And quickly ball in the hands right now of Scott. Scott out front. Goes left-hand side on the wing. Trapped in the corner. Flips the ball up front. into the hands of Rosettos, wearing a different colored uniform. And Jordan brings it all the way down right-hand side, drops it off to Bruner on the wing. One of the three didn't pull the trigger to DeShane, and he does pull the trigger. It just rolls off no good. Chase for the rebound is won by Connolly. Connolly, then high post to Rosetta in the paint. Kicks him on up to Connolly, cutting from the side, lays one up, and it's good. He was fouled. So Connolly will pick up his first field goal of the night. The basket is good. And the foul called on Frabel. So Frabel will pick up his second of the night. Number four checks in, and that's Palm. So the Indians have gone pretty deep in their bench right now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. At the free throw line, Connolly shot is up. Rolls off, no good. Connolly one for three. Lead pass up quickly, crossing the timeline. On the drive, shot is up and good by Scott. So Scott now has 13 points for the Roseburg Indians. Inbounds play comes from DeShane to Bruner. Back to DeShane, back to Bruner. Over the timeline quickly to Traylor. High post to Rosetta, back out front to DeShane. And he's directing traffic with the ball on his hip, facing a man-to-man defense. Now ball goes to Connolly, right-hand side on the wing. Out front to Traylor. Traylor looks down low, bullet pass to Rosetta. Rosetta comes to the free throw line, stops there. Looks down low, kicks the ball back right-hand side. Then in the corner, right-hand side to DeShane. To Rosetta, hands the ball back to DeShane in the paint. Left-hand side to, again, Bruner, and Bruner goes hard to the glass. 22 points on the night for the young man, 54-32. Grant's passing control of this one right now. Luther brings the ball down for the Roseburg Indians. Long pass down quickly to number five, Frabel. Frabel ball right-hand side to Palm. Palm bounce pass down low. They give the ball to Luther. He goes hard to the glass. Doesn't get the shot up and down, but draws the foul, I believe. But so Connolly will pick up his first of the basketball game. And at the free throw line, number 33 is Caden Luther. He's got two shots, and these are the first two shots in two games for this young man against the Grants Pass Cavemen. Misses the first one. He did not go to the free throw line, according to my score sheet, and their home game last month. One more shot coming for Luther. Shot is up, and this one's good. Cavemen gets the ball inbounds from Rosetta to Traylor in the backcourt against full court pressure. Gives the ball up quickly across the timeline to Bruner. Back out front to DeShane, and the Cavemen reset as Rosetta catches up with the action. DeShane goes to the right-hand side. Don't think he ever loses energy. DeShane right-hand side slides down, looking to get on the wing. Gets a pick from Traylor, drives left-hand side. Then to Crinley in the corner. He drives the baseline, goes up with a shot. And a shooting foul called on the Indians. Number three, this goes against Scott. That'll be the first on Scott. Going to the free throw line, number four is Kingston Connolly. Once again, Connolly with 3 points in the contest, but just one of three from the free throw line. Normally, a much better free throw shooter. One dribble, deep knee bend, shot is up, good follow through, net. Oh, that evens it out. He's 2 for 4 with 4 points in the contest tonight. Lee Worthy checks back in. Kimberly comes back in and replaces Frabel. For the Roseburg Indians. One more shot coming for Connolly here. Jim quiet. Not a big crowd here in the afternoon. Shot is up. Good. Now he's 3 for 5. 5 points in the contest tonight. Inbounds play from the end line for the Indians. In quickly to Luther. Luther being bothered by Bruner. Flips the ball right hand side. It's deflected out of bounds. Still going to be Grants Pass ball. Pardon me. Still going to be Roseburg Indians ball. Just in front of the Grants Pass bench. 56-33. And whistle stops the action. I'm not sure why. Think perhaps shot clock. Shot clock has just not been a factor in this game. Everybody's attacking the basket. All right, now we're ready to get to everybody set. Okay, in the backcourt, the ball goes to Bentia against probably full court pressure. Bentia brings the ball down across the timeline in between the circles now. Slides left-hand side, gives the ball high post. Slapped away by Traylor. Loose basketball traced into the backcourt. Traylor picks it up for Grants Pass. Ball right-hand side to Connolly on the wing. Back out front to DeShane. And DeShane, that's the Cavemen reset, and begins the offense again. Double high post, Traylor and Rosetta's at the high post. Bruner cuts across the top of the key. Rosetta tries to follow him down the right-hand side. Loops the ball down low to Rosetta. Rosetta double-team, kicks the ball out to Connolly. Connolly high and they to save it from going out of bounds. Back over to Bruner, left-hand side in the corner. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Bruner drives along the baseline right side. Has the ball slapped away. I think it's going to be Grant's pass ball. No foul called on Bentilla. So Bentilla will pick up his second of the night. And we've got a timeout on the floor by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard. 4:18 left to play in this basketball game. 56-33, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
56-33 is the margin right now. The Grants Pass Cavemen lead the Roseburg Indians here in a rare afternoon contest at Heater Newman Gym. Just glance back over her shoulders out at the window here. It's still daylight out. Golly. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from the end line, our end of the floor. Deshane will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen put four picket lines across the baseline here. Connolly and Traylor are at the low post. Bruner and Rosetta. In the corners, and she slaps the ball, and the ball loops. Yeah, a little alley-oop in for Bruder, and it works. He puts it up and down, has 25 points in the basketball game, and it's 58-33. Long pass tried for the interception. Loose basketball chased out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Kimberly was there vying for it. So was Bruder and Rosetta. Once again, pretty good contact. Hart going to check into the basketball game. Next dead ball, but right now where the action's into Shane's hand as he crosses the timeline. Out front with the basketball, slides to the right-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to Deshane, left-hand side to Connolly. Alley-oop again, this one to Traylor. Lips it left to Rosetta in the corner for three. High in the air off the back of the glass, tip up by Bruner. Twice is good. And Bruner, 26 points in the basketball game, 60-33. And in the backcourt, Connolly steals the ball and lays one up. That is good for Connolly. And Connolly gets his seventh point in the basketball game. 62-33 is the Cavemen pulling away here. 3:28 to play. Lead pass comes up to Kimberly, right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up for three. Rims it out. No good. Board cleared. Back out to Bentilla from 22 feet. Off, no good. Board cleared by Rosetta for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Kicks the ball off, and Rosetta walks down the floor. He's pretty winded. I think we're going to get a timeout by head coach Joel Jesse as Rosetta may have. In fact, he was almost limping. He's favoring that left foot right now, standing there with an official. And he's going to limp the sidelines. Coach Jesse's going to step out to talk to him here. He's had a pretty heady night so far. 62-33. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Grants Pass has 62 points on the boards. That's the most points they've scored this year. Not this season, but this year. May have been this year. I'll have to check some of the earlier scores, too. Inbounds play quickly for the Caveman to Hart in the corner for three, and it's good. And Hart gets his second three of the night. He's the leading three-point shooter for the Caveman. Inbounds play comes to Kimberly in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor once. Ball left-hand side quickly to Scott into the forecourt now. Check that. That's Leeworthy. Leeworthy hits the ball left-hand side on the wing, and I think Traylor fouled him coming from behind. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. That is the call. So James Traylor will pick up. That's his first foul tonight. Or this afternoon. It's almost tonight. It's after 5, folks. And bounce play from the sidelines for the Indians. Gets the ball in quickly to Frabel. Frabel, the corner left-hand side, drives the baseline and surrounded there. Lost the basketball. It lost the basketball. Rolls out of bounds. Too many people there. I think it's still going to be Indians basketball. It is. Kimmerly comes over to make the inbounds play. That's at a three-man screen that's already broken by the Caven coming down the left-hand side of the lane. That's the same side as, and the official saying, hold on, guys. Just everybody get set and stand still. And the official, three-man screen down the left-hand side. On the left-hand side is where Kimmerly is, and bounce past the left-hand side to Frabel in the corner for 3 off the glass. No good. Long rebound pulled down by Egbert. Egbert gets the ball out front quickly and between the circles. Now, minute, we're in the last 2 minutes now. Ball bounced past right-hand side to Palm. Palm holds the ball high, looks for a man underneath. Deep into the Roseburg bench now. Ball goes left-hand side to Frabel. Frabel gets the quarterback left-hand side. Ball dropped over to McKittrick. McKittrick, lead pass out to... followed by McKittrick. Won't go. Both Berg and McKittrick missed the layup. Shucks, folks. Lead pass up to the left-hand side. Three-point attempt from about 25 feet out. For number 5, Frabel will get his second field goal. He's got 5 points in the basketball game now. 65-36, a minute to play. Ball right-hand side, and the ball in the hands of Hart. Shovels right-hand side again to Connolly. Connolly over to Traylor. Traylor on the wing. Hits the ball up to... Whistle stops the action. Up to Berg. And the foul called on Kimmerly. Kimmerly will pick up his first. It's his first? I have that as first. Inbounds quickly to McKittrick. Over to Connolly, left-hand side to Hart. Hart for 3 from the wing. It's good. And Hart again. He's got 9 points on 3 threes. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Frabel. Frabel, long pass down the floor. Stolen away by Hart. Hart puts the ball on the floor himself and slides down the right-hand side. 30 seconds left here. Ball comes left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor holds the ball. 22 seconds left. Moves off to the right-hand side. Takes a step inside. Shot clock is off. Ball goes right-hand side. 13 seconds. A 30-footer by Hart. Missed everything. And they did not stop the clock when the ball went out of bounds. It's still running, as a matter of fact. And inbounds play comes quickly to the right-hand side at the buzzer. Long throw. But that's it. The Cavemen win this one 68-36. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Grants Pass picks up the win to go 3-4 in conference, 7-12 overall. Head coach Joel Jesse has joined us here. Congratulations, coach. Big win here at Teeter Newman Gym this afternoon.
Yeah, coach. I mean, Chuck, we were, even though it's a funky situation with the time and the weather and all that other stuff, boys really wanted this game. You know, we felt like we left one there at their place. We should have won. The boys feel and the coaches felt like we should have won, and you know the Roseburg Indians did a great job there. But tonight was the mission of one game at a time and not lose another game the rest of the season.
All right, a couple of guys really led up the scoring lines tonight. But let's talk about first of all Zach Deshane. Not a big scoring night for him, but his defense caused lots of turnovers.
Oh yeah, Zach did a phenomenal job tonight. Defensively, he was locked in. He was a leader on the floor and did exactly what we needed him to do in relationship to getting the ball to the right people at the right time. Couldn't get a shot going this evening. I told him, go get a layup, and then you'll see the shots falling. But sometimes those nights, the game of basketball is a beautiful thing. You don't have to just be a scorer to get value on the floor. As you said, defensively, he locked in tonight.
You mean it's a team sport?
It's a team sport.
Oh, shucks.
Yes, not everybody can score on the team. So,
all right. Speaking of scoring, Jordan Rosetta really took a beating tonight. I know he came off with 2 or 3 minutes left. Looked like he was limping and probably tired, and well-earned. How is he?
It was his cramps, just Chuck. Cramps. Yep, we'll get him some electrolytes tonight, so he'll be ready to go tomorrow. No injury, just he was sweating a lot tonight. He was working really hard, really well, physical game.
Physical and, game underneath there between he, Kimberly, Luther, and Bruner, all four in there battling.
Yep, yeah, no, very physical game this evening at the rim. Referees were consistent all night at the rim on post-ups and stuff like that. So you had to earn them this evening.
No doubt. Well, Peyton Bruner, I don't know if this is the biggest scoring night or not, but I have him for 26 points.
Good. You know, Peyton Bruner should be player of the year. Unfortunately, the broken hand's probably going to prevent him from that. But I believe if Peyton's hand can hold up, he was really in a lot of pain this evening. That's why you didn't see some of his high-flying dunks this evening. We called a couple of plays, and he didn't want it because the last time he hurt his hand. So he's trying to be smart, but, you know, Peyton's the most dynamic player in our league, the most unstoppable in my opinion, and he's such a great kid, and I'm glad just to see him that he's able to finish his senior year on the court and not on the bench.
Okay, and Rosetta picked two. Considered, yeah, we've talked about him. 17 points for Rosetta right now. The dynamic duo underneath here. But you've got some other people who really had some scoring tonight, too. Grady McKittrick with 5. Connolly came up with 7. Tim Hart started hitting the 3. He got another 9-point game. Yeah. And is that enough to carry you through to the end of the season?
No. As long as we're locked in defensively, you know, offensively we struggle at times. I'm sure you see it on the floor, Chuck. Some guys just are so anxious to score instead of being a little bit patient. We talk to those players about getting the ball down low, and what they don't realize sometimes, you get the ball down low, our big guys will kick it out. Our big guys are very unselfish. Peyton and Jordan, very, very passer-friendly bigs that love to play team ball. And so sometimes our guards just want to shoot, but they get it down low. Those two are hard to stop down low. Against any team at our conference. And so, you know, our shooters just need to be patient and they need to be ready.
All right. Let's move ahead, coach. Tomorrow night, we're right back-to-back games coming up against a pretty good basketball team, a tall team in the South Eugene Axe. And you had them here on our floor, got away with a win there. But there were a couple of players. Well, there was a player missing from their team and a player missing from our team.
Both best players, Levi and Peyton, obviously didn't play that game. I think those two guys kind of balance each other out. I think Peyton's the best player in our league by far when he's healthy. But it'll be interesting to see how they play, what type of adjustments they make, what type of adjustments we'll make. But we'll be ready. I love playing at South Eugene. Have a pretty good record up there. You know, our boys just have to be ready.
You like that purple pit, huh?
Yeah, I do. I like it. I like it. A lot of tradition there. And, you know, going there and stealing games when our boys play good and play discipline, it's a fun place to play for us. So we enjoy going up there.
All right, we're scheduled for a 6:45 tip-off. Is that still a situation right now? It's not snowing outside yet.
So there's storm coming in. We're ready for whatever. Our SOPs, which govern our league, if we don't play tomorrow, then we'll probably go there on Saturday. If not then we'll probably have to play on Monday at South Eugene. But, you know, that's out of my control. That's out of the players' control. The only thing we can do is stay ready and look for our leaders to make the call on safety. And that's what we're here to do, is just make sure that we're ready to go when our name's called.
We'll predict fair weather. What is the schedule tomorrow?
Tomorrow, if we have good weather, we're going up to South Eugene and playing at 6:45. Yep.
6:45. Leave here how early?
We'll probably leave just a little bit early, just in case we have to go, you know, if we have to go over the pass with some snow and stuff like that. But not too early. You know, it only takes our bus about 2.5 hours to get up there. So, you know, whatever our leaders tell us when we go, that's when we go.
Oh, well, just follow us up.
There you go. Okay. There you go. You follow the bus. Yeah. Have fun with that.
All right. All right. Thank you, Head Coach Joel Jesse, right here on KAJO Radio. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life: flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. Once again, the Cavemen led at the end of the first period, 17-13. Won the second period, 18-8, to make it 35-21 at the half. Won the third period, 13-9, to make it 48-30. And won the final period 20-6 to make it 68-36. Grants Pass scoring came on 28 field goals, 6 three-pointers. The team was 6 of 11 from the free throw line. That's 54%. They were whistled for 9 fouls compared to 12 fouls for the Roseburg Indians. Roseburg scoring came on 14 field goals, half of what Grants Pass had. 5 three-pointers. They were 3 of 6 from the free throw line. That is 50%. The Cavemen out-rebounded the Indians 36-28. From the floor, the Cavemen shot 46%. That's 28 of 60, compared to 32% for the Indians. That was 14 of 43. Turns up turnovers, Grants Pass, 2 turnovers, 18 turnovers for the Roseburg Indians. We'll run down the individual numbers after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the Roseburg Indians tonight, Harrison Scott had 5 field goals, 3 of them threes, 13 points, and a single foul. Their other scorer in double figures was Owen Ventia, He had four field goals, one three-pointer, two of four from the free throw line. That's 13 points for Owen Bentia. For the Grants Pass Caveman, Weston Berg picked up a single foul. Grady McKittrick, 5 points on a two and a three and two fouls. Kristen Connolly, two field goals, three of five from the free throw line. 7 points for Connolly and a single foul. Jameis Traylor picked up 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Tim Hart had three field goals, all from long distance. They were all threes. 9 points and a single foul. Zach Deshane, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Jordan Rosetta had seven field goals, 2 for 3 at the free throw line. That's 18, make that 17 points tonight. Peyton Bruner had 12 field goals, a three-pointer, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Basically had 27 points tonight for the Grants Pass game and not a single foul. That's the scoring that we have, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, where a team of dedicated pros are determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Talking about the player of the game tonight. Boy, there are lots of players that we could talk about here. Coming off the bench, McKittrick and Connolly each adding some points, and Tim Hart also. Zach Deshane's defense and causing all those turnovers. That it's got to go back to Peyton Bruner, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, 3, 6, 9, 12 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, 26 points. It's high math. Once I get into high math, folks, I'm in trouble. So a tip of the hat to Peyton Bruner, the player of the game tonight, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be on the road tomorrow. We are scheduled for 6:45 tip-off at South Eugene with the Caveman playing the Axe. That's where we stand right now. If there's any change, keep your dial set right here at 1270 Radio 99.7 on the FM band. So for our good friend Aaron Stone, staffing radio control tonight, executive producer is Brian Deity. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score, the Caveman 68 and the Roseburg Indians 36. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.